This is Ted Kennedy. The Reagan administration almost sank the summit with an irresponsible nuclear missile test, but wiser heads prevailed. The test was delayed, and the summit proceeded. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, this week's summit and the delicate balance of arms control negotiation was almost upset last month when Pentagon hardliners threatened to plow ahead with controversial tests of a new submarine launch missile. The missile has been carrying 8 warheads, but the Pentagon wanted to up the ante to 12. That threw a rock through the window of arms control, just as the negotiators were trying to reach an agreement for the summit. When news of the Pentagon scheme leaked to the press, the outcry forced the hardliners to back off in order to protect the summit. Now the tests are postponed indefinitely until congressional hearings probe the scheme. Let's keep the lid on those tests, Al. If we do, we'll be keeping the lid on the arms race, too.
Ted, your needle is in the wrong groove. President Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev are signing a historic arms control agreement. You're still stuck on the what-ifs. Let me tell you what is. The treaty that Ronald Reagan has negotiated will eliminate intermediate-range nuclear forces in Europe. The administration's determination to restore our military strength and to test new systems is what first brought the Soviets to the negotiating table. Ronald Reagan knows how to negotiate with the Soviets. The INF Treaty is sure a far cry from the arms treaty negotiated by the last Democratic president. That was the SALT II Treaty. It was never ratified by the Senate. The Soviets violated the agreement before the ink was dry on Jimmy Carter's signature. Calm yourself, Ted. The wiser heads of the Reagan administration know exactly what they're doing when it comes to arms control agreements with the Soviet Union, and they're getting some real results. This is Al Simpson. Join us when Ted Kennedy and I face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.